January 24, 2024. It's a Juan from Pedro show. Show. Happy Wednesday. Drying out from a little rain. Probably ain't nothing new for you, Randolph, because of knowing Eugene and inclement weather, right? You too, Graham, in England. I can imagine. Jetstream territory, yeah. But here, you know, January, February, that's our rain months in SoCal. So we ain't used to it and everything fucking is mud and sliding. We start off the show with a live excerpt from November 18, 1961. My favorite thing is John Coltrane's rendition of the Roger Hammerstein. Mushy kind of waltz, schmaltz, turned fucking slangin'. And then we had the Dream Thieves Semiated Tarkestra with the viral tarot Three of Cups. I think Three of Cups is a tarot card, yeah. But that's the title of the song. And then with me, via Skype, from England, Graham, and from Eugene, Oregon, Randolph. Welcome aboard, gentlemen. They're making another appearance yet again on What? From
Our Honor.
And what's been happening in the 9 weeks since we last spelt, I guess is the correct conjugation of that verb.
Weather. In Oregon, weather's been happening. A lot
weather,
of weather.
Right. God, I've read about this power lines electrocuting this. The baby got saved. This lady stopped her car and said, but yeah, everything breaking and falling down. And what about you, Graham?
Wind.
Wind.
Yeah, we've had loads of storm. The wind broke my windbreak. I spent weeks planting hedges, and it's blown them all down. But, yeah, like 90-odd mile-an-hour gusts. And, we've got a bit of woodland out the back of us on our plot. So, it's I've been doing a lot of sawing.
So you can build a tree line.
Yes, yeah. Well, it will be when it grows, if it grows now. But, yeah, the wind's flattened it. So, we're back to square one a bit. But, you know, everyone's all right, thankfully. Okay. There've been a few people not so all right in other parts of the country, sadly. But the weather just seems to be extreme these days.
Yeah. Yeah. really freaky, really freaky. You know, last a few shows I've been playing some tracks from your new project, Sunken Lanes. Can you tell me something? And this is a big piece. We got it spread over three parts. We're going to play all of them on this edition. Give us a little insight to Sunken Lanes.
Well, Sunken Lanes is come about. It's actually put together from lots of small sections of music that I do as a way of recovering from autistic burnout, where my brain won't sort of focus for long enough to do bigger pieces. And then it's sort of jigsawed
together. I shouldn't be laughing. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Where does it fit in the arc of, like, Fans Post?
This is very unusual for me, A, that it's all electronic.
Oh, okay.
And B, it's all very structured, but it's that order I'm trying to regain when things start sort of spiraling out of order for me in my brain. So it's sort of like trying to focus things into one point, get my brain back on focus. So whereas the Fence Post stuff is a lot of that's sort of generative, and so it generates itself, and then that's a lot of editing and mostly using either field recordings or, you know, acoustic instruments, etc. So it's very rare that I'm fully electronic and using things like 4/4 measures and things like that. So it's a good learning curve for me as well, because it's been so long since I've done it. But and it was just that, really. And then Sarah was listening to it and really enjoyed it. So
she's collabing with you, right?
Sorry,
Sarah's part of this.
Oh, emotional, psychological support, a lot of titles, my sounding board for what sounds good and what sounds doesn't, because I'm sure, you know, sometimes I get a bit ear blind when you're talking about something.
She can give you perspective.
Exactly, yes, yeah.
And this title, yeah. Her Taste, was this her title?
No, I gleaned all of those from a glossary of topographical terminology, actually. Just went down and picked the more obscure ones.
And did they leave out the vowel there?
I think it's a Scandinavian word.
Okay, that makes sense.
They're just all named after different types of topography. And blanket topography itself is, you can have a game yourself tonight, Mike, when you, Sarah and I were in bed, and, you know, your legs and your feet and everything stick up under the blankets.
Yeah.
Another way of me having focus is making sort of imaginary landscapes with your feet and your knees and everything, hence blanket topography.
Okay, so, I get it. Yeah. Well, let's listen to the first part, Her Taste. I mean, this don't have a Roman numeral, but I assume it was one.
Thank you.
brush, foundation, contact solution, mascara, lip mask, eye mask, earplugs, travel shampoo, conditioner. Button down laptop, hand cream, body lotion, Electroid, YSL, tech house, latte, eyelash curler, vibrator, teaser. We'll be right back.
Walk for Pedro Show at Chuck and Music Star, all the sunken lanes with Vertace. No number one, but it's the first one. Malady and Knots after that first day, Far Horizons. Then we had Winter in Amnesiaca for Ingram Marshall. First movie, excuse me, The Dream Thieves, Snowphonic, Neither, an Orchestra. And then brand new from Kim Gordon, she's got a new record. And this tune's called Bye Bye. She's going to tour, too. And part four of four, they got in the mail, Perpets, with a piece called Patina, the fourth of four parts, last three shows. It's good to, like, have them together, I think, so since they composed them that way, you know. Now, Randolph, enlighten us to this Malady of Knots, please.
I'll let Graham. They know each other better than.
Oh, okay.
I kind of sort of know Trev, but...
Bring it, Grant. Okay, yeah, Trev, he's based up in the Wirral in the UK near Liverpool, and he's one of my contributors and collaborators for many a year now, and brilliant piano and three-quarter electric bass.
Oh.
And this one's based on a trip he had in Holland.
Okay.
Which is Groninger Wad, which is a place on the coast there. So sort of putting into Sonics his remembrances there. And had that. I think it's been out about 6 months now, but lovely pieces of music. So
yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, we sent them over to Randolph and he to you.
Okay. Randolph, can you tell me about this Dream Thief trip? It seems the Dream Thief has different incarnations.
Yeah. It's essentially the Dream Thief thing is one of the many personas of the sentimental witches who are the curators at the museum that these sounds emanate from. Often we think of it as different rooms or different exhibits. Yeah, so that particular piece. Almost everything, the orchestra is almost always conducted by and led by Una.
Yeah.
In this particular guise as the Dream Thief, it sort of worked. It was the right persona because it's for composer Ingram Marshall, who passed away in the last couple of years and who was we never studied music with him, but he was a professor when I was in undergrad who we had very little interaction in the classroom, but outside of the classroom, he was really excited to be introducing me to music and sounds I hadn't heard.
Yeah.
And hearing his music and seeing it performed live, I think it might be the first time I ever saw field recordings integrated fully into sound works.
Uh-huh.
So his body of work and his influence is very deep in all of everything I've done over the years. Owes some sort of debt to him and his patience with a somewhat disagreeable teenager. So he tolerated that and
I think it was Orson Welles who said, I suffer from an unfortunate personality.
Yeah, exactly. So, Ingram was incredibly patient, and even when he was quite ill in his last couple years, was incredibly generous with his time.
That's beautiful.
Let other projects, Sleepwalks, you've had Andrea on, let us sample some of his work to include in that project.
Right. You also gave me
a lifelong influence.
You gave me a couple other movements from this Amnesiaca. I like. Do you take the K out of punk and you got pun rock?
Yeah.
We're at the end of the first hour. It's January 24, 2023. Dish White Peter's special guest, Randolph Graham. Hold tight, power two. January 24, 2024, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Rock from Pedro Show, start off second hour. Now this is for taste number two. Roman numeral, Sunken Lanes is a project from Graham. And after that, the second movement, Winter in Amnesica for Ingram Marshall. The Dream Thief's Snowphonic Neither Norchestra. And to continue on that, the Vertace piece, was it one big enchilada and then you cut it into three, or did you do it in three installments there, Graham?
No, the first it's composed out of about 28 different little snippets, which are then sort of combined and run through the bits of software I use to sort of like pseudo random generation of structure and everything, and then chopped back down, if that's not too complicated a way to say it. So,
a lot of modern chow is made, right? You pull it apart, you put it back. You know, somebody told me, I heard a good thing on tour. This cat tells me, you know, if it comes in a box, you're going out in a box. But with music, it's okay, but maybe not so much with chow people. And Randolph, I'm curious, did Mr. Marshall get to see the orchestra realize any of his stuff?
No. Oh. For a couple of years, really since the death, we've known that eventually we would do a piece. It's just taken us quite a while to kind of recognize which piece was for him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. So he did, we did share files of some of his work that was sampled and used in the Sleepwalks.
Uh-huh.
So he did hear that, yeah.
Oh, great, great. Now, you say Una does most of the conducting?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Our orchestra exists within a computer.
The reason I mention that is because you gave me a piece here, and it's, Una's jazz orchestration, or comborchestration. And so I'm interested in the background on this.
That was something that came together super quickly. We EDME had promised a piece to Andy at Where the Radio, an radio station that we're affiliated with.
Yeah.
A Pacific station in England. And I thought that somebody else in EDME was sending over the piece we recorded for them. And then Andy reached out and said he hadn't received anything about 24 hours before this live radio broadcast, the global event, Arts Birthday. So there's an audio arts celebration and of the birthday of the making of art, of the first art ever made. And it's very much just an absurdist sort of collaborative extravaganza.
Yeah.
So anyway, we just quickly improvised. Usually works take quite some time to come together. Sometimes it can take us years and years to finish a work.
Damn.
But this one came to get, we just had to improvise it very quickly.
Yeah.
So that's.
Well, let's listen. Let's listen.
We're going to try that again because we really liked the result.
Ah, okay. You maybe broke some water. Let's listen.
Yeah. They loaded a bottle of
Thank you. Thank you.
For Pedro Show, that chunk of music started with an improvisation for set string quartet, piano duo in a crowded bar after Mozart's set number 2. So I guess it was the second step. Una's Jazz Comborchestra. And then we had SLDE. I guess that's an acronym, maybe. Forced Oblivion. And finally, OTP with Rayled Otof. A little unfamiliar to what. Enlighten us there, Randolph.
I kick those over to Graham again.
Oh, okay. Bring it, Graham.
SLDE or slide. I've never actually...
You think it's slide without an I, right? Yeah, okay.
It may well be. To be fair, that's Roberto, another one of my long-time collaborators. We work as imaginary beings together and do a few other things. So I'll have to check how he actually pronounces it. But yeah, there we go. And
OTP?
Yeah, he's... OTP, that's a collaboration I do with my friend Vincent from France, both big Orteca fans. And the first project was, well, we started doing it because Orteca had put some stems up on their website that they'd used for one of their tours.
Okay.
And so we sort of reworked those into the first project we did. And, you know, it worked nicely. And then we, second project, we got some stems off an artist called Insect Snapshot, who's been a bit, done some bits and bobs for Less Than One in the past as well. And we worked those into the second one. Then the third project, which this one comes from, is just us with no stems from anyone else. So largely
your own stems. Yeah.
largely Vincent's, and yeah. Then I'm more responsible for sort of architecture, as it were, with this project.
Interesting. We're at the end of the second hour, January 24, 2023 edition. You guys gave me some long pieces here. It's beautiful, though. I love it. Thank you so much. Special guests Randolph and Graham. Hold tight for hour 3. January 24, 2024. It's the third hour. What from Pedro Show? Thank you. For Pedro Show, start off third hour with the third part of her taste, Sunken Lanes, right, the closer, and then the third movement from the Dream Thief's Snowphonic Neither an Orchestra, Winter and Amnesica for Ingram Marshall, and finally the viral tarot, The Hermit, this time Remember at the beginning of the show was Three of Cups, people. This is a different incarnation of the Dream Thief. This is the simiated Tarkestra. Any illuminations associated with that, Randolph?
Yeah, something we've been trying to do, or something that the MVM's been working on, I think probably since 2005, is creating an aural, a sound version of the tarot.
You're talking about the whole deck?
So it'd be 78 compositions you could say throw it into FUBAR 2000 or whatever music player you use, throw the MP3s in, put it on shuffle.
Yeah.
And that would be the equivalent of drawing cards from a tarot.
Sure.
But you'd hear them. You'd get to hear the pieces. We were never able to finish it satisfactorily. And then recently with Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble, we're celebrating our 50 year anniversary in April. And so I was asked to compose a piece that we could perform. And that happened that we discussed it the same day that we received a new sponsor or a new patron on our Bandcamp, like the folks who pay you a little bit of money each month for a subscription. And we were just really struggling with the subscriptions and with producing anything. And through a conversation with this new patron, we kind of realized that over the next 13 months, if we produced one tarot card for each patron, we would have 78 cards.
Get the deck done.
So we're doing 6 a month. December, we were not able to get all 6 done, so we released 12 in January.
Wow.
But I think we'll be able to now do 6 cards a month. And then come December, when we finish it, sometime early next year, the patrons who are kind of paying for it will receive a handcrafted tarot deck. And some form of hard copy of the music, also the scores.
Maybe
and
then a USB stick.
Maybe a USB stick. I suspect it'll be something like that. Yeah. And then in April, EDME will be performing one or two cards. We'll just be kind of premiering it. And the idea is that starting next year, when all 78 pieces are done, we'll be able to at concerts ask somebody from the audience to draw 5 or 10 cards.
Yeah,
and then we will play their reading for them.
And, yeah, because 78 would be a lengthy piece.
We just want to keep it. It'll be like a 10 to 15 minute moment. Yeah,
and trippy too. You know, not knowing which of the 78 will go together, which combinations. I think that's really interesting. And you know, speaking of EDME, you gave me this piece called NBC. Graphic score, and this cat's been on the show before, Adrian Cervantes. Really kept happening. Yeah, I found him very interesting, and I loved his music. He was really a neat cat to rap music about. So let's listen to this NBC. Not for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Started that chunk off with NBC, which is the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble performing a graphic score by Adrian Cervantes. Then we had Vacant Possession with The Malice Within. And finally, Summons to Trigger the Eruption of Lake Toba, Part 1. I don't know how to pronounce this. (!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!! velocity. Shit. Make it hard for fucking stumble bum challenge what. No, really interesting, though. So who can tell me what about what? Like Graham? Randolph?
I can tell you about NBC.
Okay, break, please, Randolph.
Adrian is doing starting to do a lot of composing.
Yeah.
And very much fascinated with graphic scores and the controlled improvisation or directed improvisation. So EDME just released an album performing, I think, 7 of Adrian's scores.
Uh-huh.
6 of them we actually performed with Austin Rich, who I think you had a month or two ago, and you've
Absolutely.
Been playing a lot of 1164s and some of his other stuff.
Something else.
So he recorded a number of those with us.
He had another band. He gave me another proj, too, that was kind of like a garage band type of thing. Very interesting.
Yeah. He does a lot of
fascinating stuff. Also, he's got his own radio show.
He's got, several of them, yeah.
Oh, he's got several of them. Wow. Yeah, I love people like this with energy to create, man. I just love it, man. It's contagious. I love it.
And Graham can tell you about Vacant Possession. I can tell you a little about Universum Symphonic or Curiosity.
Oh, Una was part of... Okay, Graham, give me the mouse within Vacant Possession.
Vacant Possession, that's another one of my collaborators and contributors to Less Than One, up in the north of England again, only now... over on the east side, County Durham, so if it's still there after all the wind, of course. And, we've just done our first collaboration together. He's been helping out with Less Than One projects for a few years now, and I accidentally stumbled upon a few different ways of presenting some prepared piano, which he then turned into four pieces, and as a companion to that project, he was also working on this one as well, which is where this track comes from. So as with most of the artists involved with Less Than One, long time contributors, a lot of collaboration going on, and as you're saying, it's just nice to be surrounded by people who are so constantly full of the desire to create and keep making music. So it's all well you've played probably most of the Gaza album now as well.
I think I played all of it.
Yeah, we had our compilation track on there, okay, which you played. Yeah, and so yes, there we go, another UK contact, I suppose.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I'm reading about Mitten's Playhouse in the 30s, and the jam sessions in Charlie Christian a little later, but they started off, and people like Art Tatum, they're always inventing stuff, and it got the thing of the ball rolling, And, of course, who wants to be all nostalgic and kitschy? But that same kind of, I think, sensibility can travel through the ages without, putting on the cosplay costumes and shit. And it's really interesting how these... parallel universes. Randolph, about the summons to trigger the eruption of Lake Toba?
Yeah, well, it fits right into there. It's the Lesson One is just kind of an amazing community. We collaborate with SLDE, with Vacant Possession. We all interact. This piece is Fence Post and the MVM.
Okay.
And we have a series of summons. I think you've now played the full Yellowstone Caldera eruption, and I think you've played sections of some excerpts from some of the others.
That's right.
This is our newest.
It's like you kind of adapted them to the Watt from Pedro show.
Yeah, exactly. With this one, Fence Post sent us recordings of magnetic fields from Earth, and we then interpreted those symphonically. You get this. That's where this summons comes from.
Okay. Really interesting. Look, man, I got to go do a tour, and I'm going to be away for a while. But when I come back, man, I would love to have you guys back on. It seems like you got endless well of this stuff, man. I just love it. So as soon as we get done here, I'm going to write you an email so we can schedule something for like June, all right?
Yes, that's great. I also am going to ask you.
Yeah.
Adrian and I have a radio show for EDME.
Yeah.
Where we interview composers about their practice.
Yeah.
And especially now that you have three operas.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk to you about your compositional practice. If we could set that up for after the tour sometime.
I actually wrote four operas, but I didn't write the libretto to the fourth one, so I can't call it all mine. So, okay, well, mutual exchange appearances on each other's shows. But always, Graham, Randolph, you cats, every time, anytime, welcome on the Wap Pedo Show. I love what you bring in. All these cats that you're playing with, give them my thanks, please.
Yeah, they're all amazing. We will. They're all just so fabulous.
Okay. Can't wait to have you back on. People, January 24, 2024, Dishwap Pedo Show. Keep your powder dry.